If someone puts his hand to his charge, just an interesting phrase, but it means that he was given something and then he uses it. He wasn't supposed to use it. He was given something to look after and now he uses it, right? And therefore he becomes a thief in a sense because he wasn't allowed to use it. So something was deposited with him. He uses it without permission and therefore he now becomes a thief in relation to that article. All right, now comes time to return the article, but the article's damaged or lost. So what does he have to return? And you'll see that there is a dispute if there's been some change in the nature of the article. I'll give you examples now. Bashama Amrim Yilke Bachasir of Yosef. Bashama say he must suffer for what is missing and for what is added. What does that mean? So the example he brings over here, quotes the Gemara, that example of a sheep, right? So if A deposited a sheep with a full coat of wool with B, and B was just supposed to look after it. He wasn't supposed to use it, but he does. He goes and he uses it, so he becomes a thief with respect to it. And then the sheep gets lost or whatever, damaged or in any way. And then even if it's sheared later, right, it becomes sheared. So he's got to repay back the whole sheep with the full coat of wool, because he's liable for what it's lost in value, right? Even though at the time of paying back, it doesn't have it's shorn, right? He's still got to pay back the value of the wool. He can't say, well, now it doesn't have a coat of wool, so I'm paying you back for the value of a sheep with a coat of wool. Let's say when it was damaged, it already had lost its coat of wool. It's too bad, says Basham, he's got to pay him back the coat of wool. And in the reverse scenario, if he deposits with the custodian a shorn sheep, and then he uses it, etc., and it had a full coat of wool by that stage, let's say the wool had grown back, and now when it comes time to pay, it gets lost or stolen or whatever, now it comes time to paying back, so again he's got to pay back the animal with the full coat of wool. Says Bei Shammah, basically the person paying back, this thief paying back, has to always pay back the higher amount. He's liable for any loss, any gain. He's always in the worst situation, and he always has to pay back more. Beis Hillel Omrim Kishas Hotzah says, Beis Hillel, no, we don't worry about any changes in the interim. He just pays back whatever the value of this animal at the time it was taken. So if it had a full coat of wool when it was handed to him to look after, he's got to pay back an animal plus a full coat of wool. But if it was shorn at the time he took over to look after, he's got to pay back the value of a shorn animal. He doesn't have to pay back for the full coat of wool. Rabbi Akiva Omer, third opinion, he says, Kishas Hatfia. He says, he agrees in a sense with Beis Hillel that we assess the value of the animal, but he says we don't assess it at the time that it was handed over to this custodian who stole it. We assess it at the time of the claim, the value at the time that the depositor sues the custodian in court. That's the point in time that we value the damage. Machoshev lishlach yad bepikadon. Changing topic slightly, but someone who intends to put his hand to his charge, meaning he stated before witnesses that he's going to use it. Someone deposits something with him, he's supposed to just look after it, he's not allowed to use it, and then he declares in front of two witnesses that he's going to make use of it. Even if he doesn't make use of it, says Bashama Imrim Chav, he's still obligated for any damages. The mere fact that he stated his intention in front of two witnesses, he already incurs liability if anything should happen to that animal. Says Beis Hillel, no, he disagrees. Only if he actually uses it will he incur will he become like a thief and incur a highest liability for it. Shemar, because the pasuk says in Shmos, im lo shalach yado bim leches re'ehu, whether he have not put his hand to his neighbor's goods, meaning until he's actually done it. That's only when he incurs a higher sense of liability, but until he does it, he hasn't, even if he stated the intent to do it. And then the Mishnah says, Ketzad, so now many versions of the Mishnah leave that word out. So leave it out and we carry on, and it's a new case. Hita es hachavis, v'natal hamini revis. If someone tilts the barrel and takes a quarter, takes some wine out of the barrel, v'nishbra, and then afterwards, at some time later, the barrel's broken. Eino mishalem ela revis. So the only thing he has to pay back is the revis that he took. He shouldn't have taken that revis. He's a thief with respect to that revis. But respect to the rest of the barrel, he hasn't incurred any further liability. It's not as if he's used the rest of the barrel or anything like that. But higbiyah, but if he lifts up the whole barrel, and then v'natal min revis, and then he takes a revis, v'nishbara, and at some time later the barrel is broken, mishalem demekula, now he's got to pay its entire value, because he picked it up, and once he picked it up, it like became, you know, that he's like used it without permission, the whole barrel. And now he's a thief with respect to the whole barrel. So if anything happens to that barrel afterwards, he will now be liable even for damage for circumstances beyond his control.